Hello, dear one. This is Kathleen. This is a basic meditation that I wanted to create. In other words, a 10-minute tune-up for those of us on the run who don't necessarily have time to meditate longer than that, but also can be used with other practices, and also for those, if you're interested in sharing this with someone else that's new to meditation. I thought I would put this together just for a quick tune-up as like a little bonus this month. So come into a comfortable seated position. Feet flat on the floor or in cross-legged position underneath you. And take a nice, soft belly breath. Deep into the belly and then into the chest and the fullness of your lungs. All the way, fill those lungs, counting into the count of 5 or 6 or 7. Deep, deep, deep breath. And a nice, slow exhale. And although you may have closed your eyes already, I'd like you to open them for just a moment. And wherever your eye lands in your absolute direct vision across the room or across the table where you're seated, I'd like you to just make that your focal point. For me, it's the edge of the faucet in my kitchen. For you, it might be a light switch or the edge of a painting or the leaf on a plant or the camera on your computer. Whatever it is, just allow a soft gaze on that point and imagine the center of your forehead has a little window on it and it's opening, letting in some nice fresh air. That's opening your third eye. You might immediately feel a little bit thrown back on your heels, and what it really is you're just being brought into a state of more in your body. The third eye brings us back to ourselves when we open it. So allow your human eyes, your physical eyes, to just be kind of blurry, and that window to be open in the center of your forehead. This will quiet your mind, slow your breathing, and begin to relax your body. Now, the purpose of meditation is different for different people. For some, it's just a matter of, oh, I need to relax, so I'm going to quiet my mind and be still, whether it's 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, an hour or two a day. For others, it's part of a spiritual path, part of an inquiry into the deeper realms of ourselves, the places that may have been tucked away or hidden in childhood, our creative gifts, our joy, our play. Many of us see meditation as listening to the quiet, still voice of prime creator or source or God within us, or just our higher self, our higher wisdom. Knowing that a quiet mind and a quiet body, quiet emotions, allows the true soul force to come through. The light of who we are, the love of who we are, the wisdom, the peace of who we are. So the key to a successful meditation, and you can now close your eyes, but still focus on that point that you're looking at, I actually changed mine to the camera on the computer. It's easier to focus on than the faucet. And just keep the image of whatever it was you were staring at. Keep that on your reading screen, and that will keep your third eye open. And breathe. And then simultaneously, let's open the crown chakra, the top of the head. Just allow it to open in curiosity about what your higher self, what the universal energy may have for you in this moment. And at the same time, bring a sense of that energy all the way through you like a column of light, down and out through your tailbone into the heart of the Mother Earth, running through your soul, your Earth Star, which is about a foot beneath the soles of your feet. So that's an extra chakra there. And notice as you do that, your heart opens. Just a little more light, a little more joy. My very, very dear teacher, back when I was in graduate school, I was studying with a woman, and she said the key to a successful meditation is a quiet mind, a grounded body, and an open heart. So we quiet the mind by opening the seventh and sixth chakras. Stay focused on that focal point in your mind's eye. That's your third eye. Keeping the wisdom antenna open. Opening your crown chakra into curiosity and trust. And you might actually begin to feel, when you open that crown chakra, you might actually and naturally feel a flow of energy flood into your body, rush down and all the way out your grounding cord. Make sure you grab hold of it, and not with any force or push, but allow it. Make sure it goes all the way down and out your tailbone, so you don't get that meditator's high without having the integration. A lot of people meditate sometimes just for the high of it, but then don't realize that they can actually make use of the light, that flow, for their own health and well-being and creativity and manifestation. But only if you bring that flow all the way down and ground it into the earth. So sit quietly with this flow. Notice as you breathe in, you can bring the flow back up from the earth into your body, up to the crown. It's that beautiful dance between earth and sky, divine masculine and feminine, the sun and the moon. And then bring that flow back down the body. Notice how it takes the tension away, the stress, bringing back the joy in the heart. One last time, up to the crown, from the earth and the soul star and the earth star below your feet, up the body to the crown, and allow it to flow back down one more time. Gently breathe and anchor that with the breath. Open your eyes and enjoy your day.